I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Hi, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm laughing in advance. Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we're proud that our podcast quality, wide variety of options, superior customer service, and brand name strength continue to earn us kudos with listeners. Thanks for joining us.
Ah, what a wonderful blend of words you just gave us.
You know, we've just cooked up a great show for you. We're going to pop open a can.
Yeah.
We're going to bake you a wonderful thing bread.
Life's thing a muffin. Beach.
Life's a Hamilton. Life's a Hamilton beach.
As Hamilton said, life's a beach.
As Hamilton.
What we're getting at is the intro was based on the mission statement on the Our History page of Hamilton Beach.
Which is the, as you know, sort of, I don't know, borderline generic brand that makes some of everything.
Also, since we've been rejected by the Target affiliate program that has the blend jet, I consider Hamilton Beach a superior product.
I do too. I think we can all agree. That since it's sold on Amazon, Hamilton Beach is the way to go. Yes, everybody, if you know anyone at Target, just give them a call because they won't take us.
Just say, it's a thing. Why?
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 Do not use the word mascara, though, because they may think you're talking about sex.
I mean, what are these kids up to?
So this
it's a just makeup.
This is a really there's always been like saying a thing instead of the actual word so you don't get in trouble, right? Like
right.
A very mundane example would be saying dang instead of damn, right? That's existed forever. Then you add in the filter lists on chat platforms, gaming chat and stuff, where you're like, I want to say this word, but it's on the filter list, so I'll say a different word, and everybody knows what I mean. That has turned into people on TikTok, where certain words can get you like dinged by the algorithm, to talk about using mascara as a word for either sex or relationships.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. The examples here are incredible, such as, I found the best mascara ever, but it changed and made my lashes completely fall apart. And now I don't know if I'll ever trust any other mascara.
Oh, yeah. Once you know, it's like, oh, that's deep.
It's deep. Yeah. The mascara wand is a code word. A pretty
I love
obvious
mascara,
one.
But anything involving the wand terrifies me.
I mean, right? Like, that is amazing.
Yeah.
And this is actually a great story you found about the longer history of sex codes.
Yeah, yeah. The Conversation does really good work. That's where I found this on theconversation.com. A lecturer in British history at the University of Bristol, Hannah Charnock, wrote a much longer piece about sex codes throughout history. It's really good.
It really is. And actually, the way that you can use code, sometimes people are able to talk about assault using code in ways that they wouldn't have otherwise been able to. But yes, evidently, Julia Fox, my bestie and favorite influencer, actually was not in on this. We're doing you a service here because she got in trouble. She left what ended up being an accidentally insensitive comment on a mascara video that was actually about sexual assault.
Because she didn't understand it wasn't actually about mascara.
Right. Because how would you know? I mean, I'm not saying like, great, good job, kids, way to like get around the censors and also come up with ways to have these important conversations and whatnot. But how are you supposed to know this?
Yeah. Don't assume, just teach. Well, the way you know is listen, it's a thing.
Right. Exactly. We're here for you. This is an important one. Hashtag mascara trend. Oh my goodness. Incredible. And now you know.
Now you know. And, next time you hear someone talking about mascara, just take a moment and go, the makeup or dot, dot, dot.
Right. Just double check. Yeah. Like, are you talking about the wand? I also went to TikTok among other sources to try to validate whether this thing is in fact a thing, and it is a freaking thing. Everybody is. I have seen several people recently tweet about macros.
Oh, like the Excel things, little macro programs?
Oh, see, that's what I like about you. Nope. I mean, I had to look it up. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, except that one had a picture of like a protein bar. So they were like, got to get those macros. Got to count those macros.
Whoa.
Yes. So apparently the thing to do now, the new like health trend, is to count your macros, short for macronutrients.
Okay.
Meaning proteins, fats, and carbohydrates.
Oh, so it's like calorie counting, but for those three categories?
Yeah, exactly. For those specific categories and figuring out kind of like what percentage of each of them is appropriate for you based on whether you're like a weightlifter or trying to lose weight, or if you're trying to improve your metabolic risk factors, then it's sort of like, okay, well, do you want like a low percentage of your diet to come from fat, a low percent to come from carbohydrates, you know? So tracking the number. Because it's actually not,
unlike calorie counting, which is very blunt. It actually works for me, but it's a very blunt instrument. This is like, oh, we're not just telling you one or the other is bad. We're saying count the macros and then find out what the right mix is for you.
Right, exactly. Right. And then this can totally apply to whatever diet. You know, if you're on a keto diet, then obviously you're counting the percentage of calories that you get from carbohydrates. A 2020 study suggests the typical macronutrient percentages are 10 to 30% protein, 25 to 35% fat, 45 to 65% carbohydrates. Meat, and then you can just break it down by numbers.
Yeah.
You know? But apparently this is really happening and becoming a lot more common. And there are, in fact, tons of, there are 37.4 million views on the hashtag counting macros on TikTok.
I am going to now channel my friend who is a nutritionist and say, you should always talk to a nutritionist before making any major changes to your diet. But I'm going to guess that this could be, and I could be wrong, this could be a useful tool in coordination with a valid nutrition plan to monitor how you're doing. And,
the one you got from the internet. Like I just clicked on best macros for fat loss and I'm just going to do that.
Maybe that's not as great of an idea. But I don't look at this and immediately go, I don't know. This is shady. Like this, because you're talking about real things, protein, fat, and carbohydrates. Calories is a little fuzzy. But protein, fat, and carbohydrates are very measurable. And we know a lot about them. So I could see there you need to find reliable data, like from a nutritionist. But then I could see you saying like, oh, yeah, for my body type, my age and my activity level and my goals, this would be my percentage. And then you have something to track. I love that.
Yeah, it's actually great. And it gives you like, you know, I mean, it's like you need them all. Like carbs give you energy, fats keep you full and satiated, proteins help you build and repair muscle. Like there's reasons that are good for all of them. And then I think this idea of monitoring macros, exactly, better than calories, which is a blunt instrument that doesn't always work for everybody. Is actually really interesting. I feel like it sneaked up on me. Like usually I'm kind of up on what's happening in the food and diet world, but like all of a sudden it's a thing that people are doing.
This is a great thing. Yeah, it's totally a thing.
And I kind of like it. And I'm like, oh, I kind of want to do this.
Yeah, I love that it's positive. It's like, count a thing to see how you're doing, not deny yourself the thing, right?
Right.
Like calories is very much like restrict it. And again, I actually do count calories and it works for me, but it's.
And actually like the, you know, there's like an interesting story in Women's Health Mag from March about counting macros and kind of like the research on, for example, like what is a common equation for fat loss? They used to say it was like tons of protein, not very many carbs. Now they're like, actually, it might be more like 50% carbs, 35% protein, 15% fat. A lot of people who are trying to build muscle mass are, you know, heavy on protein, and it's really hard to eat the amount of protein that like a trainer or nutritionist will recommend.
And it's hard on your body to process when you have that much too.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. That too. Yeah. It's like, and now, and then they even say like hitting the macros. It's all so interesting. Like,
this is such a good one, Molly. This is one of those ones where I feel like, oh, now I know. Now I'm in the know.
It's really meaty. Yeah. No pun intended.
It's meaty and fatty and carby.
Delicious.
Can we, will you immediately quit the podcast if I advocate that we shorten it to counting crows?
The thing is, I'll still be here, but no listeners will.
Okay, so we won't do that. We won't do that.
It's just going to be you and me.
Yeah. All right. Take it back. Take it out. Everybody is so creative.
Macro friendly fast food on TikTok. I mean, it's like fascinating.
Yeah. This is great.
I'm really into this one. I think I'm going to try it.
I've got one that Know Your Meme has a good write up on called Everybody is So Creative. This is a trend that was popularized by Tanara Double Chocolate. If you follow Tanara Double Chocolate on TikTok, she went viral for doing green screen duets with bad food recipe videos. Remember, we talked about bad food recipe videos before. So she's been doing duets with them where she mockingly says, "Everybody's so creative."
Oh, that's hilarious.
And of course, in the environment of TikTok, that has been cut out. And now everyone's using that as a little phrase in their TikToks where they mock bad food videos.
This is so amazing. Everybody is so creative. And she's sort of like fake happy about it.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So creative. Oh, this is incredible. When I hear everybody's so creative and I know I'm about to see the most disgusting sin against the culinary arts ever created. This is so good. This is such a great catch. And it's also such an amazing evolution of the like messed up food trend on TikTok. Like,
I love that it ties into that. I love that it's like an example of a kind of a thing on TikTok of something getting popular and then a piece of it kind of getting even more popular than the thing that it originated from.
Yes, exactly. And the idea that everybody's just aware of how gross all these food things are.
Everybody's so creative.
Everybody's so creative. Okay, well, that's kind of an amazing accidental segue into how I felt when I thought I had the coolest idea for an unexpected vacation ever. And I was like, this year, I'm going to go see the Northern Lights. I am so obsessed with this. This is going to be so cool. I am so clever. And then I noticed it coming up in all these different articles.
Oh, no.
And then I noticed on February 14th, an article that said that the literal number one vacation wish list experience for 2023 is seeing the Northern Lights.
Everybody's so creative.
Everybody is so creative.
So that's fascinating, though, because you're not wrong. It sounds like a great idea. It's not something I thought of. So it's not like, oh, yeah, everybody's doing that, even though apparently everybody's doing that.
Yeah.
So what is it that's causing everyone to have this great idea all at the same time?
I don't know. That's like, so there must have been some kind of, like, you know, inception article that was written somewhere. I looked all over, like, so okay, in August of 2022, the US News and World Report did a 18 best places to see the Northern Lights roundup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it might have popped up in Sunset. Other than that, I really don't know. Like, there were just like a bunch of pieces about it all at once, and I don't understand.
Let me float this one out here and see if it sinks. Everybody, you know, finally took a trip after lockdowns and went somewhere warm, right? They went to Hawaii or Acapulco or Cabo or whatever. And then we're like, oh, well, I want to do another trip, but it doesn't have to be warm. Oh, I just saw Planet Earth during lockdown.
Right.
What if we see the Northern Lights?
I mean, honestly, right? Like, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah.
Sure. I have no idea.
No idea.
I see now that there were a bunch of things about maybe one of the years during maybe last year actually was like a really great year for the Northern Lights because there was a lot of sunspot activity. Really
good. Yeah, yeah. No, that sounds right. Yeah.
And then it just kind of sneaked tracks. In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be. It. It could just be a lot of coverage of a really good Northern Lights season just incepts it in everybody's head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there you are. Like, because evidently it has indeed been incepted into everybody's damn head. So much so that I feel like I like mentioned it, you know, somebody was like, what's your like number one travel dream thing that you want to do? And I was like, I want to see the Northern Lights this year. Like, this is my jam. And they were like, oh yeah, I know like three people who just did that. And my friends are in Lapland right now, like looking. And I was like, yeah, oh, okay.
Well, the fjords is number three on this list from MSN.com. So you can knock out two at once.
I mean, there's one that I'm looking at booking right now and I'm not telling anybody what it is.
Can you take the Orient Express to Lapland?
No.
No, probably.
Yeah, I'm super irritated. Well,
let's cheer you up.
This.
Let's take a victory lap.
Let's take a victory lap. Yes, indeed. Now, this is a new segment. I'm just going to call it an official segment for 2023 because we've kind of done this before, but now I'm just going to do it when we really hit it. So last year, mid-year or something, I was like, Korean food, yep. Kind of a thing.
Yep.
BuzzFeed Tasty. And then I almost, the way that I found this article today, which I'm going to just give you the headline, the ranking of the world's most popular cuisines has just come out at timeout.com via the Bucket List company, which looks at levels of engagement on social media platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, and Reddit, and found that the most popular cuisine in the world right now is Korean food.
Take that, Italian.
Boom. And I, yeah, exactly. Italian, number two. I was like, should I, even though I talked about Korean food, I feel like gochujang is like, such a thing right now.
Gochujang is just being abused. If they, people are putting it on everything.
They're, people put it in mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Actually, everybody's really so it's creative really with gochujang.
It's really good mac and cheese. We did.
I'm sure it's amazing, actually. I was like, I want to do that.
but yeah, it was like Korean culture night at the Clippers game. And I was like, they're just going to have chicken with some gochujang slathered on it. They had better stuff than just that. They had actual japchae and gimbap. But they definitely had chicken with some gochujang slathered on it.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I believe that. I definitely believe that. Yeah, it's just is like bonkers. It's everywhere. Yeah.
But who told you about it first?
Who was it, people? That's right. I know one of you out there, just to be spiteful, shouted BuzzFeed Tasty at your your app. But it was me.
Good for you. Good for you. Hey, actually, the rest of this list is interesting, too, because Filipino food's at number nine. You mentioned that one, too.
It really is coming up, which, oh, man, now I want some lumpia.
Old dinuguan, apretada.
We're so lucky. We really are.
We kind of are. So now I'm worried. Age. I'm worried about that. My feel good. I found a secret Korean place is going to, I'm not going to be looked at with like, oh, someone who appreciates our food. I'm going to be looked at. Oh, here comes another one.
I know. Totally. You are. But it's good. No, it's good. It'll just mean that the ingredients are easier to find and then you can compare and you can be like all snobby and gatekeepy about it. That's an exciting development.
It's about what you order. We ordered food at one of my favorite places here and the other day, and the person taking our order was like, oh, you order like a typical Korean family. I was like,
well,
take that as a compliment.
I know exactly. You're like, thanks. Okay, that's a good one.
You know how to get a better tip. Good for you. all right, let's get to your tips. Feedback at itsathing.me. Damon wrote in with the newest core. It's like Watergate. You just can add core to everything these days. Hello, It's a Thing crew. As a Gen Xer, I will admit that I was a closeted Enya fan in between listening to Run DMC and watching YoMTV Raps. I would sneak over to VH1 and check out some Orinoco Flow by Enya. I'm glad to see that kids are now seeing Enya for all her greatness by adopting Enya core. I think this might be a perfect transition from the medieval lo-fi beats that have been trending recently on TikTok. Enya core.
What? What is even happening?
I mean, it's all part of that 90s revival, certainly.
It really is. I mean, yeah. I guess we shouldn't be surprised at all. Oh my God, Enya Core, that is amazing. Huh. All right, I'm going to rock it. I'm going to put that Spotify list on as soon as we're done here.
Yeah.
Chance wrote in with a potential fashion thing.
Oh, all right.
Hello, Molly, Tom, and Rich. Looking for a thing formation on belt bags. Check. Hmm. Specifically, the Lululemon belt bag. Hmm. I've been seeing so many people wearing these out and about recently. I've even been in Lululemon stores and heard people asking for them. And apparently, they sell out super quick because they're so popular. I don't recall this being covered on the show, but I think it's a total thing.
Oh, hold not on. The Lululemon part. Yeah, belt bag.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about, you may recall, fanny packs,
right,
which led to a firm email from one of our British listeners who was like, please don't say that again.
As it always does. Every time we say fanny pack, someone from the UK emails us. We've now gotten two emails just in this show.
And says, please don't say fanny pack.
Right. Now three.
Again. But yes. So one, or A, belt bags are huge. Belt bags worn crossbody, super huge.
Yeah.
And then this is news to me about the Lululemon one, but it's cute. I just looked it up, obviously.
Nice one, Chance. Good spot.
I know. Good spot about the Lululemon one. See, but then everybody wears these crossbody. Oh, there's, okay, there it is on the belt. Oh, it's on a guy, too.
Hey, all right.
All right. This is real-time shopping. You're welcome.
And referral link. Did we mention it's a thing.me/shop?
Have we? You can buy the things alongside me.
Yeah.
Let's Once shop Molly together, buys everyone.
Them, yeah, then you can buy them too. Marcus, that's not a joke. We actually have itsthing.me/shop.
It's real.
Marcus from Mississippi has a new word thing. Hi, Tom, Molly, and producer Rich. I've been a longtime listener since Buzz Out Loud, Gadgets, etc. I have a thing check. I've noticed a distinct uptick over the past few weeks in the use of the word feral. F-E-R-A-L. The interesting part is that the use is not in reference to animals at all. I primarily see it in reference to people or their moods. The use cases run the context gamut from excited to horny to wanting to go wild at a party, for instance. So your interpretations may vary based on the context, but here are my best guesses. Wild behavior or desire to party hard, as in, I plan on being feral at the concert tonight. Or attraction, often towards a celebrity in either a platonic way or actual physical attraction. For example, J-Lo's dress at the Grammys has me feral right now. Or I am absolutely feral for Henry Cavill's dump truck in those swim shorts. Let me know what you think. I am feral weekly for It's a Thing.
I'm sorry. I'm having myself a t-shirt made. It says feral for Henry Cavill's dump truck right now.
Just a picture of him in swim shorts.
That's incredible.
Okay, now we need an Etsy shop for that. My goodness.
We really freaking do. I have not heard this and I love it. And I expect to hear it everywhere now and I can't wait.
I don't know if I've heard it or not, but as soon as I read your email, Marcus, I felt like, yeah, no, of course, that makes perfect sense. And I feel like I've heard it. So either I heard it and didn't notice it until you pointed it out, or it's so right on that it just feels familiar instantly. But either way, well spotted, Marcus.
It's so good. And I love the like wild behavior or desire. I love your interpretations as so to good. Meaning. The examples are excellent. This is incredible. Well done. Incredible. Run with it, everyone. Like a feral, like the feral critter that you are.
I'm feral for our shout outs every week.
Me too.
Because Rich Straffolino does such a good job with them.
First of all, they're genius. Mm. Second of all, they are a content demonstration of your commitment to the show, which is incredible. Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can support us at any level. And those of you who support us at the shout out level get these custom crafted shout outs week after week. This week, they are based. Wow, how is this taking us so long to get to reviews? Oh, based on recommended user reviews for a multifunctional 3-in-1 avocado slicer on
not Timu. Timu!
Oh my God, Rich is so good at stuff.
All right, we'll just go one after the other on these. You start. Yeah.
Well packaged. I haven't used it, but looks good. Looks the same like Joe Hood. I hadn't all caps.
Yeah, of course. I hadn't used Morris Jones yet, but I'm sure it'll be easier and safer to use than Andrew Bradley. I also bought one for Mike Akins that also loves avocados.
Had one of these James C. Smiths before, similar, and loved it. So I know I will love Gabrielle Cohen also.
I liked it to lay my avocado cut pieces on top of Jake Woods.
I'm going to need a minute. haven't used Eric Duncan yet, but seems sturdy. Greatly priced.
Kevin Sill is my favorite. Can't wait to try Louis St. Amour out.
Where has Benjamin Forrest been all my life? He's fantastic.
Doesn't slice Miranda Janelle very well. The slices stick together on Laura Abel. Episode of Dexter, suddenly.
I don't know why I'm dying so hard at the cut pieces laying on top of Jake Woods, but it is just incredible.
Yes.
Thank you.
User reviews on their own are amazing, but even better when they turn into a shout out for you at itsathing.me.
Thank you for this combination of emotional release, support for the show, and great content every week. If you choose to become a member of It's a Thing, you will get access to cool stuff like our Discord, where you can chat with us live during the recordings and clap along with us at the start of the show. You'll get bonus content, an ad-free RSS feed, and maybe to be part of a user review of a multifunctional 3-in-1 avocado slicer. I'm just saying.
You can also support the show by buying some things through our affiliate links. Look for them in the show notes over at our shopping page at itsathing.me/shop. And of course, keep emailing us those things. Feedback at itsathing.me.
Yay! See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Give it to me.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.